How are designers like us supposed to know where to begin every project? What questions to ask? Selecting materials, how to spec processes, how to be sustainable? If you're asking these questions, this show's the answer.
Thanks so much for joining me. This is Velio Matos on the Packaging Podcast. So I'm currently in the process of developing packaging concepts, right? So I typically do sketches, kind of go through all these different phases. But at this very initial stage, when I've met with a client, when I have an idea, I've got a clear idea of what their goals are, this is the hardest part. This is where people say, how do you get started? And I've never really shared how I get started, but I can tell you what, like at this point, it is the most stressful, anxiety-ridden point of design. At least it is for me, right? So there's a few different things that happen. There's the kickoff, which, you leave the kickoff and there are limitless possibilities, right? There's so many different things that you can do. There's so many different directions you can take it. Then you kind of run into the harsh realities of manufacturing. That's where you can present concepts and manufacturing is going to say, that's not possible, or our machinery can't do X, whatever that is. Then you run into the soul crushing budgetary constraints. That's where it's like, okay, we can finally make this, but it's going to cost you double, or we've only got 30 cents for the entire pack. All these different phases, right? From limitless possibilities to the harsh realities of manufacturing, then you run into the soul crushing budgetary constraints. And then there's the creativity sucking timelines. All of a sudden you've got to deliver in less time than you thought. And creativity has to like either be on high speed or you've got to cut things in half just to get them done. So currently I'm in that limitless possibility stage of a project. And I wanted to talk about how I'm feeling because I can't imagine that I'm the only one that goes through these different ups and downs. So just to be clear, I love this project. I love the brand. I love how blue sky everything is at this stage, right? Anything is possible. At this stage, I can either take the red pill or I can take the blue pill. The red pill means that I can design blue sky packaging that's not based in reality and it doesn't take into account manufacturing, budgets, timelines, and all those parameters. And I can deliver something that the client's going to fall in love with instantly because it's so unique, right? It's something so far out there that that's what everybody wants. Or I can take the blue pill, which means I can design something that pushes the bounds of the parameters that we're locked into because of manufacturing, budget, timelines, and everything else that compresses your creativity. So here's why I wanted to talk, because at this stage, I don't do either. I'm actually in the middle of that stage now, which is I don't do anything at all. Right. I've got all these ideas running through my head. I see potential and I fall in love with each of these ideas. And I also see limitations, which kind of deflate the concepts in my mind. But what I don't do is I don't begin to sketch or I don't begin to create anything that's tangible. And I really sat down and kind of asked myself this morning, like, what am I having a hard time with? Why am I not putting something down on paper? It's like I can see these ideas clearly in my mind, but I don't want to put them down on paper. And the reality is I don't want to put them down on paper because I'm scared. I'm so afraid that my concepts won't work when I put them down on paper. I worry that I'm going to sketch something out and I'll immediately see their flaws of how they're not going to be able to be produced because of a particular fold, particular material, position, whatever. And this fear is paralyzing. I mean, I can't get myself to get started on paper, right? And this is typically a 48-hour process that I'm going to go through. I mean, I go through this almost every single time on a big project. Small ones, there's typically no fear, but big ones, there's tons of doubt, And after 48 hours, I pretty much make myself sit down and I begin to sketch out these concepts, whether it is what I had in mind or some type of lateral idea that'll get me to where I want to go. So I have these conversations with myself about how these blue sky ideas are going to make the client love them. And then I think about settling on only delivering what's possible within the specified parameters. But ultimately, I never take either the red pill or the blue pill. I take them both. Right, I allow myself the freedom to sketch beyond those parameters, but I still look at everything through the lens of what's possible. What can we push past? A concept that may take a little bit more budget, something that might take a little bit more time, something that may deliver an unexpected unboxing that provides a moment of pause for the consumer. So whatever the idea is, it's always something that's going to be possible, but it's never something that's easy. It's always going to require the right partner or the right sets of partners in order to achieve it. And when pitching these concepts to the client, it's really important to explain where the difficulties are, right? If this fold is not something that's typically done because of these reasons, but I think we can get there, you know, what concerns you, what creates that anxiety, and even explaining the areas of the concept that maybe you haven't even completely figured out yet, right? This is the path that I want to deliver for you. I'm not exactly sure how we're going to get this fold to happen in this area or how we're going to wrap a board with this material, but I know we can get there, but I wanted to show this to you. And the reason that I like to show things that I may be a little afraid to share is because it pushes the bounds of my ability to be comfortable, but it also allows the client into my thought process. The point of the stage is to share ideas, be open, to listen, to get feedback, and then to realize that, you know, you've got to realize that the client doesn't have to love your ideas. Concepts are a talking point that are going to further your discussion to uncover what is going to deliver that memorable experience, what's going to change that brand's trajectory. Yeah, and if you're not uncomfortable or a little bit fearful when you're presenting it, you're not doing it right. You're not pushing yourself far enough. You have to stop playing it safe, and you have to share those fears with your client, because guess what? They're fearful too. You know, you've got to take this together. You've got to take this adventure together. You've got to work as a collaborative team to realize this packaging. So at this stage, super uncomfortable. I'm going to go ahead and jot down my concepts on paper. I'm going to work through them. I'm going to share these with the client, and you know, I'll get their feedback. But it's just such a weird feeling to know that I'm a little bit scared of showing what I've thought through. And that fear isn't necessarily fear of sharing something with them. It's more that I'm going to put limitations on it that aren't going to allow me to get there. But I think, you know, we all have our hangups. This is mine. I'm a little bit quirky when it comes to design, but I'd love to hear if maybe you've ever felt this way, or maybe you feel a different way. Maybe this is the most exciting part of it and you approach fear in a different manner. But I'd love to hear if you've ever felt this way, or you've got a different process for innovation. Let me know on LinkedIn or Twitter. I'd love to hear from you. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for joining us on the show. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to the Packaging Podcast. That way, you can get an insightful podcast every day. The Packaging Podcast is hosted by me, Evelio Matos. If you enjoyed the show, pay it forward by rating and reviewing the show on Apple Podcasts. It'll help grow the show and support our growing audience. Thanks again for listening. We'll talk soon.